pair of flying objects are coming into focus. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. The objects shot down this weekend over Alaska and Canada were believed to be balloons.
They believe they were, yes, but much smaller than the first one.
Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer on ABC's This Week, a senior U.S. official tells Fox News both objects were believed to be carrying a payload.
The imagery that they can capture and other intelligence data that I can't be specific about can be captured and then transmitted back to the mothership in Beijing.
House Republican Michael McCaul on Fox's Sunday Morning Futures. The two devices discovered this weekend were flying lower than the suspected Chinese spy balloon that was shot down last weekend. There was something in the sky over Montana last night, or was there?
The FAA temporarily closing airspace over Montana last night after authorities spotted a radar anomaly over the small town of Haver. A fighter aircraft swept the area last night but did not find any foreign objects.
Fox's Brooke Singman. 12 suspected terrorists are dead following a U.S. airstrike in Somalia. U.S. Africa Command says 48 Al-Shabaab fighters have been killed this year in four different operations. To our southern border, where migrants continue to be bussed out, Arizona's Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs tells Fox News Sunday her approach is different from her Republican predecessor.
Our decision was to get them where they need to go, to their sponsor or where they have resources and support, instead of just putting them on a bus to D.C., which is expensive.
Hobbs is pressing both parties in Washington to do more to solve the crisis. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A deadly house fire is under investigation in Las Vegas. The body of a man was found last night after the flames were put out. Homicide detectives have arrived at the scene. Week four of a high-profile double murder trial gets underway tomorrow in South Carolina. Prosecutors hope to wrap up their case against Alex Murdaugh by Wednesday.
They're trying to use largely circumstantial evidence to place Alex Murdaugh at the scene of the crime, like video that his son Paul recorded just minutes before his death. Multiple family friends have testified that they can hear Alex Murdaugh's voice in the background. Another video shows the defendant himself wearing different clothes just before the murders than the clothes he was seen wearing when he was interviewed by police responding to the scene after he called 911.
Fox's Jonathan Seri. Murdaugh, who has pleaded not guilty to the murders, also faces dozens of financial crimes. A candy factory has been fined nearly $15,000 after two workers fell into a vat of chocolate. The men who were working at an M&M Mars factory in Pennsylvania were freed by other employees who cut a hole in the tank. Here today, gone tomorrow. That's what happened to a six-figure lottery prize.
A Greenville, South Carolina man matched four of the five numbers as well as the Powerball number in the January 16th drawing. Thanks to the fact that he paid an extra dollar for the Power Play option, he tripled his winnings to a cool $150,000, which he completely gave away to a charity in upstate South Carolina. Lottery officials did not reveal which charity got the donation, saying only that the man told them, quote, "I hit enough to make someone happy.
That's Fox's Kevin Yaretsky. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.